OpenAI released a technical announcement this week claiming an internal system produced a purported solution to the Navier-Stokes Millennium Prize problem. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today is September 9th, 2026. That claimed proof is the hook for a broader conversation about how we verify machine-generated discoveries and what responsibility looks like when an algorithm delivers a headline. OpenClaw pushed a stability patch, version V3 of September 2026, that makes agent sessions and reconnects far more visible in the browser and cleans up interrupted updates. The release notes specifically call out live activity shows permitted, running, and queued sessions and worker recovery fixes, which should reduce lost work for hobbyists and small teams running long agent tasks. Watch this because better visibility changes whether people trust these agents to do actual work outside toy projects. On the AI Agents Forum, someone just posted a practical reliability emergency. What happens when an agent's tool call times out, but the external side effect, charging a card, sending an email, already executed? The thread drills into a concrete failure mode. The client sees a timeout, retries, and two agent instances complete the same task, producing duplicate charges or repeated notifications. The take? Make side effects idempotent. Add durable outbox logs and build compensating sagas before agents hit production. Otherwise, timeouts quietly translate into money lost and angry customers.
Also on AI agents, a developer who says they were recently laid off from an agentic AI firm posted that they're giving away a 3-year B2B LinkedIn content playbook aimed at founders of agentic startups. The anchor is explicit. 3 years worth of pipeline building posts and growth tactics. And the reason it matters is simple. In B2B selling, a repeatable content strategy still moves meetings and creates credibility, even when tooling and automation change outreach. If you're building an early agentic product, that playbook is the kind of practical capital that can outlast a single model or funding cycle. Something concrete changed this week. An AI-assisted line of argument, formalized in a proof assistant, was presented as a purported solution to one of mathematics' deepest open problems, whether the Navier-Stokes equations can develop a finite-time singularity. The announcement says the AI-derived proof shows the dynamics can blow up in finite time. That's a specific, sharp claim about existence in smoothness for three-dimensional, incompressible viscous flow. The exact question the Clay Mathematics Institute put on the Millennium Prize list decades ago.
Let's stick to the verifiable anchors before we lean into the implications. The team that announced this says they formalized the argument in the Lean Proof Assistant. That's a tangible, reproducible workflow where informal reasoning is translated into machine-checkable steps. The announcement explicitly added, "We do not intend to claim the Millennium Prize for this result," which is itself an interesting procedural detail. They're flagging a discovery without immediately firing the usual prize-claiming shot across the bow. Independent mathematicians who've worked on related partial results, names that cropped up in public discussion include Tristan Buckmaster and Levent Alpoge, have already pointed out partial overlaps and raised standard questions about priority, transparency, and the underlying human verification. Why lean matters here? Formal proof assistants force you to pin down every lemma and inference in machine-checkable syntax. Translating a sketchy argument into lean often reveals hidden assumptions, dropped cases, or unstated regularity conditions. So the fact that a team has a lean formalization is a real, positive sign that this is more than a blog post, but it is not, on its own, final acceptance. The Clay Mathematics Institute undertakes slow, rigorous evaluation for prize claims. Peer-reviewed journals and subject matter experts still have to vet whether the formalization truly encodes the intended analytic estimates and whether any tweaks to the original argument are substantive.
The community reaction is predictable and usefully split. On the one hand, many people in the singularity community and adjacent corners of math and CS said this is evidence AI is moving from assisting to discovering. On the other hand, there's a cautious chorus. A claimed proof, even one formalized in lean, still needs independent human verification of the assumptions, the boundary conditions, and the exact technical lemmas. One pointed technical worry that circulated publicly is whether the formalization handles regularity at the right function spaces and whether any limit processes were justified in the translated version. Those are nitty-gritty points, but they decide whether a proof stands. Now, take that technical back and forth and widen the lens. This episode exposes a larger cultural fault line. Should we value discoveries that are visibly human solutions versus machine-originated ones? A thread titled, "I Only Like Human-Solved Secrets of the Universe," captured that sentiment in the Singularity community. The post is less about math and more about a philosophical reflex. People want to see human insight as the author of epistemic breakthroughs. That preference matters because it shapes credit, funding, and public trust. Here are three concrete ways that tension will play out in practice. First, credit and incentive structures. If an AI system produces a new theorem or an experimental insight, who gets the academic credit, the tenure nod, the grant? Journals and universities are already updating policies. Many editorial guidelines now require authors to disclose the use of AI tools, and some journals insist the human author verify every claim and remain fully responsible for the manuscript. That human must verify language is critical. It preserves accountability, but also raises thorny questions. What counts as sufficient verification? Reading and agreeing with an AI's lean formalization is different from reproducing the proof by hand or producing a simplified, human-readable exposition. Funding agencies and hiring committees will have to decide how much weight to assign to machine-aided results. Second, reproducibility and formalization trade-offs. A lean formalization is an asset for reproducibility. That's a point in favor of machine assistance. But the process of formalizing also reveals whether the proof required novel conceptual insight or a long sequence of technical reductions that a pattern-matching system could stitch together. In other words, the community will be parsing whether the AI contributed genuine conceptual novelty or whether it excelled at tedious but non-creative grunt work. Both are valuable, but they're valued differently by scholars and by the public. Third, public trust and the role of intermediaries. If major mathematical claims are first posted with a headline, AI solved X, the public will either overtrust the claim or reflexively distrust it. The Clay Institute's slow verification process and peer review are still necessary public goods because they offer a human-centered adjudication layer. The current situation, a fast AI claim, a lean formalization, and public debate, is essentially an experiment in whether existing institutions can scale their epistemic checks to a world where machine-generated arguments appear faster than human review. So what should we watch next? First, independent teams trying to formalize or reproduce the same result. Second, the Clay Institute's response or any journal submissions. And third, whether the human researchers associated with the work publish a clear, readable exposition that humans can follow without wrestling with proof assistant syntax. If those three boxes get checked, the claim will start to converge toward acceptance. If not, it will likely settle into the interesting but unproven bin for a long time. That technical controversy brings us to a second, connected angle that the AI agents community has been obsessing over. How do you build systems that provide falsifiable evidence for their real-world claims? A separate post, "I Built a Falsifiable Closed-Loop Test for Tool-Using AI Agents," is exactly the kind of answer you want to see when a high-stakes claim appears. The proposal is simple and consequential. Instead of asking an agent to narrate its reasoning, force it to enact a plan and produce an independently verifiable outcome that either confirms or refutes its hypothesis. Concretely, a falsifiable closed-loop test ties planning, execution, validation, and revision together. The test might give an agent a task like find the current price of copper, buy a small sample contract, and report the executed price, but with transparent on-chain receipts, transaction logs, or controlled test endpoints where the result is unambiguous. That makes the agent's claim, "I purchased at $X," checkable by an auditor. The strength of this approach is that it converts plausible-sounding model output into observable facts. There are three practical benefits to this model. One, it dramatically reduces the surface for confident but wrong claims. If an agent predicts X and the measurement shows Y, the system logs that failure and can trigger a revision loop. Two, it provides data for calibration. You can quantify how often agents' plans succeed end-to-end, rather than scoring them on language-based plausibility. Three, it creates a traceable provenance record, which matters for accountability and legal questions, especially if agents are performing financial or medical tasks. Of course, a closed-loop test isn't a panacea. It can be gamed if the measurement endpoints are controllable by the agent. It raises safety concerns if agents are allowed to take irreversible real-world actions in the test, and it's expensive to run for every claim. But when you're assessing high-value outputs, a claimed math proof, a new drug lead, or a financial trade, having a falsifiable check moves you from trust by narrative to trust by outcome.
The Navier-Stokes headline and the closed-loop testing idea together sketch an operational path forward. If an AI system claims a rewrite of fundamental physics or math, demand an independent formalization, an open audit trail, and a falsifiable test when possible. For mathematics, that means formal proofs in assistance like Lean, plus independent human checking. For experimental science, it could mean lab protocols, replicated assays, and archived raw data that third parties can run. Those are different tools, but the same epistemic pattern. Take unverifiable narrative claims and convert them into artifacts that can be checked. Let me pull this together with one more practical link back to everyday developer problems that I saw in these communities. The AI agent's thread about timing out tool calls, where clients retry and duplicate side effects, is not an edge case. It's the kind of operational hazard that turns experimental agent behavior into operational mess when AI systems leave the lab. The remedial patterns we mentioned earlier, idempotency keys, durable outbox patterns, sagas, human-in-the-loop gates, are the same systemic hygiene that will let teams safely field machine-generated work and also generate the provenance traces I just argued we need for verification. So here's a short checklist that emerges from the two deep pieces we just covered. If you're going to trust machine-generated discoveries, require 1. A reproducible artifact, like a Lean formalization or raw lab logs. 2. An independent verification pathway. And 3. Closed-loop, falsifiable tests where possible. And if your agents interact with external systems, make side effects idempotent and observable. Those steps aren't sexy, but they're the plumbing that turns a viral claim into knowledge you can rely on.
Across the Reddit communities I monitor, the reaction mixes awe, fear, and practical engineering work, which feels exactly right. Awe at the possibility that machines can speed up serious research, fear about misplaced trust and the erosion of human craftsmanship, and immediate, gritty talk about test harnesses, backups, and UI visibility. The technical and cultural responses are happening in parallel, and both need to move faster. One last specificity before we close. A few contributors flagged a small but telling procedural point in the Navier-Stokes case, overlapping partial results by human teams working on similar approaches. In mathematics, priority matters, and when machine assistance accelerates the pace, institutions need clearer rules about attribution and about what constitutes a claim. The Clay Institute and journals will now be pushed to update their policies to clarify how machine-assisted proofs are submitted, reviewed, and credited. That's not a philosophical sidebar. It's a concrete administrative task that will shape incentives for years. Will we treat an AI's Lean proof the same way we treat a human's paper once the verification chain is clean, or will a cultural preference for human-solved discovery persist? I'm Alex Morgan, Debug the Hype.